The most important leadership skills for salon owners coming into the new year, first and foremost, is I feel that the modern apprentice is actually easier to enroll in our salon than what we were. So if we can embrace change and be open to new trends of technology, ideas, and mindsets, babe, your salon is sustainable long-term. In this episode, I'm going to dive into the top leadership skills salon owners need in 2025 and for the years coming ahead, and actionable ways that you can actually implement them in your salon for great success, but also so that you feel freaking awesome. Welcome to Salon Temple, the revolution in the hair and beauty industry, a space where being banked and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my three salons into seven-figure businesses. If you're ready to step into your power, grow your wealth, and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. Leading the way in 2025, this episode is essential leadership skills for salon owners. I don't know if you've noticed, but the hair and beauty industry is evolving faster than ever, like never before. And as a salon owner, being a great stylist or therapist just isn't enough anymore. You need to be an exceptional, iconic leader to grow your team and to grow your business in the coming year and coming years ahead. In this episode, I'm going to dive into the top leadership skills salon owners need in 2025 and for the years coming ahead, and actionable ways that you can actually implement them in your salon for great success, but also so that you feel freaking awesome. Because a lot of the time, salon owners just give and give and give and give and end up super depleted. So this is a completely different way at looking at your leadership. So let's get into it. The modern salon environment it's like a diverse mix of all these dynamic parts, high client expectations, stock take and back end stuff, keeping the salon owner inspired and optimized in their health and well-being so that we can have an amazing team that drives our salon whilst we stay up with technological advancements. It's so much, right? So much that we as leaders need to step up constantly and step into constantly. Because a lot of leaders that come into my field or that I get to catch up with have old school leadership skills. And these old school leadership skills are really outdated for our current climate. Our current climate of humanity, our current climate of our clients, and our current climate of our beautiful staff and the new age staff that we have. I hear so many salon owners saying, Blythe, oh my gosh, these young apprentices, I don't know how to keep them. They're so different to what we were like. Yeah, they are. They require, not like we did, you do this, you do that. And our boss is just telling us, scrub the floor with a toothbrush and we do it no matter what, because we're amazing codependents because we had emotionally unevolved parents when we were pretty much raised by narcissists. Instead, these apprentices have been raised by technology. And so in order for us to be able to bring in apprentices and keep them inspired, keep them in the industry, keep them enrolled in our salon, then it's really up to us to provide greater education. Because I feel that the modern apprentice is actually easier to enroll in our salon than what we were. Because let's face it, we just all went out in the pub on the weekends and took heaps of drugs, and we're completely different. We were able to keep up with the fast pace of a salon, whereas these salon apprentices need mental stimulation. So it's about us upgrading our skills in leadership so that we can really enroll, inspire, activate, and bring out the best in these apprentices and keep them in our industry long term. And it's up to us as amazing leaders. A well-led salon attracts and retains top talent, and it is constantly evolving its team morale and enhancing its client experiences. Now, what I mean by this is what you did yesterday is not current for today and tomorrow. You need to constantly be assessing what it is that you're providing for your staff and your clients, upgrading it, asking for feedback and delivering, but also creating the future steps of where this is going to be heading. Because it is essential for you to stay ahead of the track, not really just staying what everybody else is doing and staying comfortable in your what it is that you're delivering now. I really want you to be thinking ahead, activating what is potentially coming and looking beyond the limitations of our mind that keep us stuck and keep us fearful of the future, and rather learning and evolving with these beautiful technologies and with these beautiful clients and staff that we are so lucky to have in our space. But let's get straight into it. So the most important leadership skills for salon owners coming into the new year, coming into the next half of the year, or coming into the next quarter, first and foremost is visionary thinking. Visionary thinking, creating clear communication that is inspiring, but not only inspiring, like empowering to your staff so that they create the future for your salon. Now, a beautiful example of what I'm actually talking about is developing a vision for sustainability, luxury experiences, and team growth. I don't know about all of us, but a lot of us in Australia, it comes back to emotional intelligence. Now, what I mean by that is we are exceptional in the hair and beauty industry at empathizing with our clients. But when it comes to how we support them moving forward or moving through what it is that they are going through, that is where there is a massive gap in our industry, because so many salon owners, so many hair and beauty and spa staff really don't have the skills to give the advice that they do, and it really falls short. So I'm here to help you with that, because I believe that all salon staff have an innate gift of being exceptional support crew for humanity and for their clients. And it all starts with you as a salon owner, creating that empathy with your team, and then also supporting them in their hopes and their goals and their dreams, and creating emotional intelligence. Now, what I want to share with you is, because this has actually come up with a few of my clients lately, is that what it looks like to not have emotional intelligence means that you are potentially triggered by your staff members. You blame staff members. You don't trust staff members. You don't think they have loyalty. You don't like the things that they are doing in the salon or in their personal life. And that is a reflection of you. Because as a salon owner, and I know this is really hard to hear, but this will 10x you as a leader in all areas of your life, whether it is with your staff, your children, your clients, within your relationship, or whether it's just leading yourself to having a happier life. This is essential. Holding yourself accountable for when shit isn't going as you want it. Let me repeat myself, holding yourself accountable for when shit is not going how you want it. Any amazing leader knows that any issue in their business is a lack of their own leadership skills. So this is your invitation to step up your leadership. And when there is an issue or something that you don't like happening in your salon, you get to create a new boundary around that. What are you talking about, weirdo? I'm talking about the reason that your salon isn't going exactly the way that you want it to, whether that be there's staff bitching about another staff member, there's a staff member not performing well enough, there's an apprentice that comes in drunk, there is a senior who refuses to do blah, 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 blah. And you're like, these C-bombs, right? No, honey, no. It's not their fault. And I'm not saying it's your fault, but it is a lack in leadership and accountability from the salon owner that has us where we are. So how can you quickly shift from blaming or shaming a staff member to how can I resolve this issue in the best way possible? What would be the best possible outcome from the situation at hand? And how can I create a new training around that so that this doesn't happen in the future? But not only so it doesn't happen in the future, so that we have got the optimum result whenever this is about to happen. We are being risk averse at all times, because that is an adaptable, flexible leader who will be here for the long term of this industry. Because remember, babe, you want to sell your salon when you get to, I don't know, 90 years old and you want to just run around the world, right? That's my goals for life. I don't know about yours, but you want to be innovative and adaptable and flexible, because then you will never be stuck, broken and sore and tired. Because I know a lot of salon owners can easily fall into stuck, broken, sore and tired. And that is because emotional intelligence is not at the forefront and has not had pure growth. So if we can embrace change and be open to new trends of technology, ideas, and mindsets, babe, your salon is sustainable long term. Now, I also want to bring in AI, because a lot of people are like, bah, AI is the devil. You know what? Me and ChatGPT, we are like this. We have a romance going on. So ChatGPT and all of these AI tools are literally here to make our lives easier, because every salon owner is like, yeah, I'll just get another apprentice in, train them up, and they're the ones that can make all the bookings in the salon for our clients. Beep, beep. Wrong. Wrong. If you have not trained that apprentice in emotional intelligence, in sales, in rebookings, in reception, in admin, then you are doing yourself a disservice. You are literally choosing the most unqualified person to make your bookings and upsell your products and services. Because wouldn't you love somebody that's better than you? Wouldn't you love somebody that can upsell in sales, somebody that can upsell treatments, that can upsell products, that can get them into all of the things that they actually want first and foremost, but then all of the things that you really want to promote as well? Because AI is a tool to help us. It is not necessarily here to harm us. If we train it well, treat it with love and respect always. Make sure you say please and thank you and give it, I love you, Avery. You know, little bits of niceness. Or lots of bits of niceness. And sometimes when you can't go to the therapist, you can ask ChatGPT. So not only can AI support you with booking systems, but it can also support you with email marketing as well. So keeping up to date with email marketing. And you're like, blah, that is so 1992. Melrose Place is not on anymore, bitch. We don't need emails. Guess what? The majority of your clientele are over 30. The majority of our world is over 30. So they are your target clients, and they are the ones that will spend the most amount of money. And guess what? They love occasionally reading their emails. Not all the time, but occasionally. So it is essential to create amazing connections with AI. And even if you're not the one to use it, then yes, get your apprentices trained up in the AI systems that can support your salon the most. Because you could have a permanent receptionist there that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you pay them 1/10 of what you pay an apprentice. Yum, yummity, yum, yum. Yum, 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 yum. You know? And then they can also follow up on your clients and see if your staff did amazing jobs, to try and get feedback, see if they want to come back in for another service or for a consultation or for that product that the team member didn't sell to them. Because if your team members are creating amazing notes and putting them in the computer system, then potentially your AI software can follow up with where your team left off. Holy moly, they can do sales. They can do sales, babe. And if not now, believe me, in a few months' time, or when you're watching this, there is going to be great AI tools, sales, things created for the hair and beauty industry. The next most important thing is empowering your team. I cannot talk about this enough. I have spoken about this so much. Empowering your team. Because if you're not empowering your team, you're probably in so much pain. You're probably stuck in your body, stuck in your business, because everything falls on your shoulders. Ugh. It's no longer 1992. You don't need to suffer, okay? Your salon can be fun. a place where your whole team are involved in leadership, where you get to delegate tasks and your teams, you trust them to make amazing decisions because they've done it all before. That you trust them to lead other team members who are new in your salon. You trust them to create exceptional client experiences that are always evolving from the last. Because your team, once you speak to them and empower them and train them up to be amazing leaders within your salon, then babe, most of your job is done. But how do I get them there, Blythe? How do I help them become so empowered? Hold them accountable. Lead by example. Show them what a great leader is. How do I do that? Lead yourself first. Hold yourself accountable for everything that goes on in the salon. Create amazing processes and systems that are going to be supportive for all of your staff members. Create systems in your salon that inspire creativity and helping your staff to become risk averse and also solve their own problems. Help create a culture where everybody is responsible for their role. Every one of your staff members are a bit different from each other. And that's perfect. They're all wanting to do something a little bit different. One person is amazing at attention to detail. One person is creative as fuck. One person is has a bit of anxiety, which is great because they're often really great at looking for risks in the salon. One person is really about culture and the team and community. One person is completely client focused and one person is amazing at sales. Epic! You've got all these versions of the things that you have to provide leadership and training in. But if you can empower your team to step up and then you coach and mentor them to be able to be more confident in their role, where they have emotional intelligence so that they can share their gifts with others, not from a dictatorship place, but from a place of care and compassion and really drawing the team in to be inspired and led by that team member in their area of greatness. Holy moly, you can sip mocktails in Tahiti whilst having a 5-minute meeting with your staff every morning rather than needing to be in the salon every day. Do you see where I'm going with this? You can be a remote salon owner a lot of the time if you follow these tools and steps. Because babe, guess what? That's what I did. I worked 2 weeks of most months because the rest of the time I was running retreats around the world and fuck, I had a great life. And I still do. Now I just live at the retreat center. You're welcome to come anytime. Anyway, so that brings me into the next step, which is coaching and mentorship. So if you are going to create this team, this empowered team, then focusing on developing your team skills and career paths is essential and is a turn on. Because half the salon owners that I speak to, they're like, I am ready to leave my business and go and do something else more amazing. You're there to go and help another group of people in a different way. But what if you could bring those gifts in and deliver them to your staff? What if your staff were your clients that you got to start coaching on? What if your staff were the ones that you got to create amazing personal development with, and then also business skills, sales skills, confidence, leadership? Do you see where I'm going with this? You get to create all of those amazing things within your salon right now for your team and for any clients that you want to work with as well. You don't need to run away to do anything. Because remember, every great entrepreneur has multiple businesses. So why are you going to leave this one when all you are literally being pressured and challenged with right now is your capacity for what you're able to hold, your ability to grow into the amazing entrepreneur CEO that you really want to become? So empower your team. How you do this? Set up monthly meetings with your team. Every single month you have a one-on-one with your team members. Now, if you've got a big business with multiple teams, then you need to set up one-on-one meetings monthly with all of your managers. It depends on where your salon is at, but you need to be providing regular feedback and opportunities for growth for your staff. Now, I'm not saying that you're giving all that feedback. You want to be getting that feedback from your staff as well, because if they're running your business for you, they've got eyes that in places that you don't see. That sounds dirty. But you know what I mean. You want your staff to be looking for all the risks in your salon so that they can provide solutions for you. Because remember, if they're solution focused, they will come to you with the issue and with the solution. And then you are the one, you are the one that creates the process out of that for how you're going to implement change or implement this new strategy for growth into your salon to create empowerment, to create amazing leadership in your salon. So what you want to be helping these guys do is to foster positive inclusion and collaboration within your salon so that nobody's ideas are pushed away or shunned or blamed or shamed or anybody's made to feel guilty, that everybody gets heard with their suggestions. Because you know what? 80% of the ideas that your team have are epic if you hear what they are trying to express with you. And then the most important thing that you can do with these ideas is tell them, I'm going to think about it. Let's see if we can incorporate this idea into new processes or old processes that we have and update them. And then once you do include them, the most important thing that you can do for any team member is celebrate their achievements. Celebrate them and let them know that that was a great idea. Look at the amazing changes and look at the benefits that they have helped happen within your salon. That's going to help the team, that's going to help the culture, it's going to help your clients, it's going to help the bottom line, that's going to help them have amazing incentives, and it's going to help you have a greater quality of life as well. Let them know, because then once they do, they're so enrolled in your vision. They're so enrolled in your salon and they want to help even more. And guess what? They never want to leave because your salon is their salon too, right? They're so emotionally invested that they just love it. And then you can create beautiful activities and create a safe space for communication where everybody is seen and heard. And believe me, that brings a tear to my eye, because every one of your staff literally just wants to be seen and heard in their greatness, in their stupidity, in all of it. So just let them be seen and heard and honestly say, let me think about it. We'll take that into our manager's meeting and we'll consider it. Now, once you've built this loyal, motivated, inspired, empowered team that want to be there, that are incentivized, that have got great commissions, that work as a community, and your culture is thriving, then this really feeds back into the clients and creates a beautiful client experience. And then you can create as well, maybe twice a year or yearly or quarterly, depending on your desire for building community, where you're able to create these beautiful days for your clients and for your teams, for everybody just to catch up. It's like a community day or a culture day, or depending on what your salon avatar client is, a day for your avatar clients to come in and be luxed out, or to come in and share stories, or to come in and be treated, or to come in and have like a women's circle or a men's circle or a meditation or a Bible day or a land day or a tree building day or a, I don't know, fill in the blanks, whatever you're into, you know, horseback riding day, I don't know what you're into, but a day where your community comes together with your team and has mocktails and is really in it together and really creates this beautiful community experience for your clients and for your team. So that is where I believe there is really a place in the coming future for you to be different to other salons out there, where you've got this thriving community of staff, but also this thriving community of clients together, because community is what everybody is lacking. That's why we have mass suicides. That's why we have people, the most amount of mental illness in the world right now. But your salon gets to be a solution for a lot of this. If you're willing to step up and empower your staff, create emotional intelligence, but most importantly, be a self-led leader. So the most important thing for all of this to be able to happen is that you step up and lead yourself first. So for you to overcome the challenges that you're struggling with. And I'm not talking about the big stuff, babe. I'm talking about the little things. And anybody that knows me knows that I struggle with time the most. But when I was a salon owner, I made sure that I had everything sorted so well to be on time. I had my own shower in the salon. I built a bathroom in my salon office that had a shower in there. I made sure that there was a gym across the road. I rode my bike, la, 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 all the things. Like, I had everything sorted because that was my biggest shitty thing that I was crap at, was being on time. Prior to that, you know, like, you're always going through, like, when you've got little things to overcome, it means you've overcome the bigger things. But your bigger things might be being triggered by your staff, blaming or shaming other staff members, not stepping up in your leadership, not going to bed early, not being healthy, not doing any deep inner personal work, having crappy relationships, being wounded, having addiction. So these are areas and invitations for you to step up and be self-led and start to look at all of your places where you get to lead yourself first, because you can only lead your team and your clients as far as you're willing to go. And what that means is, if you're not going to step in and do the work on yourself first, then you're not being authentic with your team. Your team won't be authentic with you, and they won't be authentic with your clients. And clients crave authenticity, and your salon won't grow to the level that you want it to grow at. So make sure you lead yourself first, because I hear so many of you saying, Blythe, I can't, I've got kids. Blythe, I've got this. I can't do that. I can't do this. You've got everything in your current reality right now because it's meant to be there. It's what you chose. So if you feel like you've bitten off too much, then babe, you need to learn how you can chew faster. How can you learn to put out fires better? How can you have the ability within yourself to be able to deal with all of these different things whilst running the salon amazing, whilst running an amazing family, whilst running an amazing team? This is your invitation to step up into all these things. Now, there's another episode coming that is going to talk to you about self-worth and how to deal with self-worth, because believe me, if your self-worth is dependent on the success of your salon, you'll always feel like a piece of shit. Because babe, guess what? You are always worthy, and your self-worth has got nothing to do with the success of your salon. That leads into the next episode. You're welcome. You'll have to wait a week for that one. But adapting yourself to our industry, creating solutions will 10X your life experience, will 10X your salon results, will give you everything that you desire in your salon over the next year. Follow these steps and your team will probably start to lead you to places that you didn't even know were possible for your salon. So the key takeaways here are: leadership is the key to creating a salon that's going to thrive in 2025, and a salon that's going to thrive deep, 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 long, long, long into the future. Focusing on your vision, focusing on emotional intelligence, empowering your team to drive results, and implementing these gradually, bite-sized pieces that your team can actually embody and bring forth with your clients. Now, if this feels overwhelming, I suggest just picking one of these leadership strategies and focusing on it. Focusing on that for a week, or maybe a few weeks, maybe a month, or go through each one of these leadership strategies, write down each one of those strategies of leadership and implement one each month over the year. And that will be the greatest way that you have a sustainable growth and a trajectory that you will absolutely love for your salon, for your clients, and for your staff. And maybe it's creating a vision statement, scheduling one-on-one appointments with your staff or your managers, celebrating your team achievements. Leadership starts with small, intentional steps that come from you. Babe, just a reminder that this next year can be your best year ever in your business, in your mind, in your health, in your wealth, in your love, in your capacity to receive. And it all starts with you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by this, then please reach out. This is what I love to share with salon owners the most. I'm a holistic business coach. It can't just be about the business. You've probably realized that. It's got to include all of these other areas in order for you to feel absolutely amazing. And I believe that I could potentially be the coach that could change your life and change your salon absolutely forever. So this is your invitation to book a call. Stop waiting. The time is now. Your salon literally wants to succeed. Your staff want to succeed. And babe, I know that's what you really desire too. And I can't wait to hear from you. Much love.
If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.